Culture has a habit of labeling daddy issues as a funny or shady reference. And the older I get, though, the more that I realize that many of us are challenged with daddy issues, and we don't even recognize it. Whether our daddy issues were caused by our dad or our mom, there's something to be said about the impact that the person who brought us into this world leaves on us. To be honest, when I was younger, I never really cared about having a relationship with my dad. As I grow older, I actually do care. But it's not the person that I care about. It's the actual relationship of a father to son that I care about. The older I get, the more I wonder what life would have been for me if I had a consistent father figure from the man who conceived me with my mom in my life. I wonder how many insecurities I would have avoided, how many lessons I would have been taught, how I would have been more intentional about showing up in my relationships, and how the younger version of me would have grown into a different version of who I am today. But this one thing I do know: everything happens for a reason. We don't always understand the reason. We don't always agree with the reason. We don't always like the reason. But the reason always happens. And the moment that we embrace the reason is the moment that, just like a child hugs their parents and sinks into them, is the moment that we sink into healing. And so I'm free from daddy issues, not because I've ignored it, but because one day I stood in the mirror and I embraced who I became as a result of my experiences. The truth is, though, even in my freedom, parts of who I am are shaped by those experiences. Both the good things and the bad things, it's intertwined into my DNA, but I have to make a choice to cut it off. So if daddy issues for you looks like low self-esteem, trust issues, toxic relationships, sit in the reality of what is and let go of what should not be. Because the moment that we expose the truth to ourselves and to God is the moment that we know what needs to change. And the moment that we know what needs to change is the moment that we get the opportunity to heal. And the moment that we take the opportunity to heal is the moment we become who God has called us to be.